Matt Porter is with me from Matt Porter Web Design, our gadget man. And this week he is reviewing the iRobot Roomba 880 robotic vacuum cleaner, which he's just fired up in the studio here. And it is a little, well, it looks like a UFO.
Yes.
Robot, and it's going around vacuuming the floor.
It was, yes. I've turned it off now because I didn't want it to interfere with broadcast.
Yeah.
But, it's a great a device, actually.
So this is a bit, because I've seen in the past lawnmowers that you just kind of fire up and they bounce into things and turn around in the garden and they'll cut your lawn, solar powered ones and all sorts of stuff. So this would be the vacuum equivalent of that.
The lawnmowers, from what I'm led to believe, when you buy a robotic lawnmower, you actually normally install a wire that's hidden in the lawn.
Yeah.
And that provides you with your areas that you can actually cut, otherwise it's going to go over your flower bed and decimate everything. So they have like a wire guide that goes around the lawn. With this is more intelligent than that. It will simply travel around your floor. It will detect where areas of the carpet are more dirty. If it does that, you can see a little light comes on the front, and then it'll go into intensive mode and clear that area, so it'll give it a deeper clean. It does map the room that it's in, so it won't just go around randomly. It will actually make sure that it covers.
So it's intelligent then?
Yes, it is intelligent, yes. The company that builds it are actually, rather than a domestic appliance manufacturer, they are a commercial robot manufacturing company. In fact, one of the leading in the world, I'm led to believe, from the conversation that I had with them for half an hour last week. It has got artificial intelligence in there. If it comes to the edge of a stair, for instance, it won't carry on and go over the top. It detects what they call stairs or cliffs, and will stop.
So you could fire this up upstairs and it would go around all the bedrooms landing, but won't fall down the stairs?
No, it won't fall down the stairs, no. You can have, what comes with it are what are called virtual walls as well. So you have two devices that come with it. They're like an infrared type wall that you put there on a door frame, for instance, and it will create a wall which will stop the Roomba from going across that. For instance, if you've got an exit out onto a patio or something like that, you can do that. Also, you can switch those walls to be lighthouses. So if you have pet bowls that you don't want it crashing into and knocking around and getting, you know, involved in, you can actually put the set it as a lighthouse behind the bowl, and it will then put like
a beam
around it, which will say don't come anywhere near this area and ignore it. It's adaptive to different floor types, so it doesn't matter what type of floor you have, it will clean it. It adapts as it's cleaning to that. It doesn't have brushes on the bottom. It has their own invention, which is almost like rubber wheels that turn, so it can adapt to any floor type. I've used it in my office. My office is, I've never seen it so clean. It's unbelievable. And you want to keep switching it on, and then it just doesn't pick any more dust up because it's picked everything up. So I found initially it filled up its dust container, which is like a cartridge here, quite quickly. But after you've cleaned a few times, it's obviously not, because it's very efficient at picking up dust. I've used it at home. Upstairs has been done several times over the weekend, and again, you can see it's visibly. It picks the part, you know, it beats the pile.
So it's not a suction device then?
It has, yeah. Is it's
it
got
right?
a suction device. It's got several different ways of picking the device, the dirt up, which is using tangle-free aeroforce extractors,
right,
high-efficiency vacuum and airflow accelerators. So it has... it's quite interesting. You see on the bottom there, you've got these... Instead of brushes, there's a rubber...
Yeah.
These rubber wheels.
A question from Sally, producer, obviously keen on making sure that the home is nice and clean. Mm. Does it work under the bed?
Yes.
It does. Because I tell you what, we changed our mattress around the other day and we looked at under our bed.
Yeah.
Well, it's disgusting, I have to say. The dust and the... This is my and Leslie's bed, not mine and Sally's bed.
Yeah.
I expect hers is probably the same. But because you do, it gets a little dust and muck under
bed. Anything that it can clear... And it's interesting. It's probably, I haven't measured it, but it's probably 4 or 5, 4 inches.
Yeah.
Anything under that, it will go under.
So go right under the bed?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It will do the under the bed. And that's, funnily enough, that is where all the dust gathers,
yes,
isn't
it?
Because
yeah.
you very rarely get right under there and clean
it. With your thing, can you?
So, yeah, you just let it go. And it will, anywhere it can access, it will access and clean for you. It's got like a little spinning brush on it as well at the side.
Yeah.
So when it goes right up to the edges, it spins around and knocks debris into its path. It is very clever. I'm very impressed, actually. Mm. It's possibly one of the best gadgets I've reviewed so far
Because a lot of them are just quirky, aren't they? And, you know, you can soon get perhaps
absolutely,
bored
yeah.
of them or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But this is functional.
Practical and functional, yeah.
yeah.
People, price-wise, it is on the higher end of the vacuum cleaner market.
Okay.
So this model is the top-end model, which has everything.
Yeah.
It's about £650.
Right.
However, it's... requires no effort other than emptying the collector cartridge whenever it's full. It tells you when it's full anyway. A little red light comes on.
Because you can pay £300-400 for vacuum cleaners
yeah,
anyway these days.
You can,
you?
Yeah.
So it's not far beyond.
And the point is, it has its own dock, which you plug into the wall,
yeah.
and it goes and sits on that dock and charges yourself up. It then, if you set the schedule, whenever it is during the week,
yeah.
Whenever that schedule happens, it then goes out and starts hoovering. And when it's finished hoovering, it goes back and docks itself again and recharges. So to be fair, you just let it go. You could have it going every day and have lovely clean carpets all the time, rather than going through the arduous pain of, right, it's this time of the week,
yeah.
it's time to hoover all the rooms in the house. Obviously, it doesn't do stairs. And obviously, because it doesn't do stairs, if you're going to do... you know, the ground floor and the first floor, then you're going to have to pick it up.
Okay.
But it's very light.
Okay, it's called the iRobot Roomba 880.
Yes.
Robotic vacuum cleaner. And £649 for the top of the range model.
Yep.
And gets the big thumbs up from you.
Yeah, very good. I've got it for another couple of weeks or week or so. So
excellent.
I shall give her.
Look at Sally, she wants it for under the bed. Look, can I borrow it? I want it for under
They're
the bed.
They're getting excited. Yeah,
yeah.
I can sublet it out for a little while. I'm not...
Matt, thank you very much. So
thanks
there we are.
Very
that's
much.
That's a gadget and a half, that.
It is.
If you want to do a little bit in here while you're
yeah.
sitting there, you're more than welcome.
It's quite quiet as well.
Is it?
Yeah, it's on now. And we can,
BBC Radio Suffolk Travel.
There it goes. It's vacuuming as we speak. Here's David with the latest. Hello.
Thank you very much. Better put my feet up. Oh, there we go.
Matt's just had this running in our studio for seconds, really, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And there's a load of fluff and dust and stuff. Look at that next door. Look at that. It's picked up already. That's amazing. Fantastic.
There you go.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It could be the way ahead, especially for underbeds.